Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Next Wednesday, Gillette Stadium, practice fields in the back.
Training
camp. Oh. No, training camp.
Oh, let's go.
Important things will be underway in Foxborough next Wednesday. But as Tom Curran did caution before he went on to tell us he's pretty much intrigued by training camp and what this team can be in the competition.
Nailed it.
The first few days are an extension of shorts, t-shirts. Don't expect... As Ted brought up in the past, don't expect goal line on the first day of training camp and like fullback running into middle linebacker and this crazy. No, you're going to see.
Get guys back into it.
Shorts and t-shirts, sure. One-on-ones. You'll see the line not being able to block because they're not in pads. It'll take till the following week. That's when you start banging.
And yeah.
That's when you start really getting some action. But it is knocking on the door of football season. We are there. What are you smirking at?
Just your turn of phrase there.
What did I say?
You really start banging. You really start get some action.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's football, baby.
My mind's in the gutter, but it was just a funny turn of phrase. Continue.
I mean, there's a lot of those in football if you pay attention.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Some of the announcers.
They say penetration all the time on the defensive side of the ball.
I may have to go to a Patriots practice. I've never been.
Wow.
I think it would be fun, and I think it would, you know, give me some insight into the game.
You probably should.
Yeah.
It is a great take for somebody trying to get sort of behind the scenes, you know, if you have families, it is a great take. Bring the kids, sit on the hill, the bleachers, then autographs afterwards. It's free. You're not spending a boatload of money or anything to get out there. I would recommend it for anyone. And I do think, as Tom Curran alluded to, you're going to see an uptick in interest with the Patriots this year. I think there is some hope. As he said, they were not very well coached. They played poorly. They played dumbly over the last few years. Robert Kraft has called them the two worst years of his ownership. There are some more positive expectations. Also, that includes young players that people are excited about, intrigued by, whether it's a young cornerback who Fitzy believes might be a defensive player of the year candidate. He won't be.
Right.
But he could be.
Yeah.
Or
you'd like him to take a big step to being closer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
A franchise quarterback who you're hoping is a franchise quarterback that is going to wow you and take the next step in his non-linear development, I believe you dorks like to call it.
Sure. Yeah. It seems like this team is going to be easier to root for and easier to be proud of. Like, it feels like they have
the... Are you going to be proud of your football team?
Well, I mean,
That's as condescending a thing as I've heard on this station.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it seems like they have a lot of guys that are going to work hard. They're going to be in a lot of close games, defense, ground and pound, things that'll make fans cheer, even though it may not be flashy and sexy.
If they don't, they won't be here.
Yeah.
I think that was when Mike Vrabel started, was like, entitlement, we're getting rid of that, some of that crap.
Right.
So I think
that's something that as a fan you'll be proud of, where last year I felt like the efforts weren't necessarily eliciting pride from Patriots Nation.
So there's definitely a building buzz, I think, toward football. Now, the Red Sox are kind of Heismaning that a little bit with the way they've played.
About damn time, by the way.
About a month ago, we were like, when's Patriots season? We're going to need that. I was like, we're going to be down there. Ted and I will be watching practice. We'll have lots. Now it's like, we got these 12 Red Sox games. We also have It's nice. It's nice to have a couple things to keep your eyes on. No one cares, but I did my due diligence. I sent the email. My credentials are underway, so
nice.
I can actually get in the building or the training camp area next week. But We wanted to talk about bounce back seasons. ESPN wrote about this. Tom Curran just referenced one of the players, but not in a bounce back sense. He's a guy that needs a bounce back because he makes a lot of money and didn't make a lot of plays, and that's a bad scenario in a league with non-guaranteed contracts. But ESPN put together a list of bounce back season players, top bounce back candidates heading into the NFL 2025 season, and two Patriots are in the top 10 here. The first one, not really a Patriot before, but he's a new Patriot. Number 9, Stephon Diggs. He's more of a injury-based
bounce back. It's a physical bounce back.
Which I think is weird. This is sort of like my debate of what comeback player of the year is. I mean, he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
He was having a good season, and he tore his ACL. If he doesn't tear his ACL, he catches 98 balls or something.
Oh, yeah. He was 7th in the NFL.
So what's he bouncing back from? An injury.
Right.
Okay. Like he...
It's like how Joe Flacco had to come back from being old and a member of the Jets when he won comeback player of the year.
Yeah. Which I think, I mean, Stephon Diggs has been a good wide receiver for 10 years in the NFL at a Pro Bowl, all-pro caliber level when he didn't tear his ACL and have to miss the second half of the season.
I mean, there's a pie in the sky ask that maybe he could bounce back to being a true number one wide receiver in the league, but I think it's very, very fair to say that those days are behind him. So I do think it just ends up being more, can he physically bounce back and be a contributor? And that's kind of what you have to hope for.
I don't think I've asked you about this, but like, what is your confidence? I don't know how confident I am in Stephon Diggs. I have to be honest. I know you're not supposed to admit that. Like, I'm either really confident or not confident at all. It's sports radio, Andy.
Give me like a zero to 10 or 1 to 10. 10 being the most confident.
I'm like a 5 right now.
Okay.
Because I keep mocking these aggregators and these videos that he put. Is it me or does Stephon Diggs look quick in these? And I'm like, he's running by himself. I don't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
If he was beating Christian Gonzalez in these drills, I'd be like, oh, he's beating Christian Gonzalez. Just watching guys run through those little mini hurdles on a track or garbage cans or just do it on cones on a hill. No, I have no idea whether he looks quick or not. So I'm not sure what I think of him. I thought he looked good in person that training, the mini camp days that I was down there. That's the one thing I will say. But even that sometimes is misleading because it's shorts and t-shirts football. It's passing camp. It's 7-on-7. It's whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like, I think Fitzy thinks he's going to catch 90 balls.
And I think that's crazy.
Okay.
I don't think your 5 out of 10 confidence level is wrong in the slightest. I mean, I know that he's, quote unquote, on track to be ready for week one, but what does that mean? What does that look like? I think the question has to become, well, how much are you asking of Stephon Diggs? If he's just a member of the gang and you have him and you have Williams and Pop Douglas takes a step, I think the more that Williams and Douglas take a step around him, the better I feel about Stephon Diggs being just a guy who can be an option, not the option for Drake May. But if it's going to be, hey, the rest of our wide receivers are not progressing and now all of these expectations are going on a guy coming off the injury past 30 years old, then I don't feel great about that in the slightest. So he's got to have a role, but not be the guy.
I'm looking for the email that I saved. Yes. So you know how they put out, BetOnline puts out a lot of individual player numbers.
Yeah, love them.
And I got one of those emails the other day for wide receivers and any pass catchers, actually. And only two Patriots are included in their group. Some teams have a boatload. They only had two Patriots that they put numbers on.
Steph and Hunter Henry?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Stephon Diggs' number is 68.5 catches for 725.5 yards and 4.5 touchdowns.
What'd you make of that?
I think it's a good number.
Okay.
And I think it's a good season. Like, if he's around that number, I almost don't really care about the over and the under. Like, oh, he had 67. Am I going to be mad? No. If he has 69, is that awesome? Sure. But that, I think, is a more realistic expectation for a 30-something-year-old wide receiver coming off a torn ACL. And 4.5 touchdowns, I'd probably like that number to be a little bit higher.
Yeah, I'd like him to be a lot more, to be as reliable in the red zone as you can. Almost ignore the middle of the field, but once you get there, I need him to be active.
And so would you take the over or the under on just those numbers? Like, not that it necessarily matters, but 68.5 catches, 725.5 yards, 4.5 touchdowns.
I mean, I think I'd take the over on receptions. Your leaders last year, Henry and Pop Douglas, both had 66. So I think I'd like to take the over because I'd like them to be able to open up the passing offense. But touchdowns, I need to take over. I'll take an under for receptions, but I need to take an over for touchdowns. I need there to be a certain level of efficiency when you need to score that you get from Steph Diggs, if
okay.
That makes sense.
We might as well look into the other number BetOnline offered up. You mentioned that it's Hunter Henry. 56.5 catches, 575.5 yards, also 4.5 touchdowns. I don't like the 4.5 touchdown number. I want that to be higher. I want that to be an over. I think he needs to be 6, 7, 8 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The other numbers I'm fine with because that's kind of what Hunter Henry is. He's a roll out of the bed.
Yeah.
50 catches, 500 yards, nice, solid, productive season. I do think he comes with a pre-made rapport to some degree with Drake May. And given all the uncertainty virtually everywhere else, if we're being honest, virtually everywhere, we don't know what Drake May is going to be working with.
Right.
He knows that if healthy, he's going to be throwing to Hunter Henry. He might be the best pass catcher on the team. Because even Travion Henderson, you can have upside hopes, but he's a rookie.
Hadn't played a game.
I give him the Efton Chisholm thing.
Yeah.
Wait till he puts his pads on before you start giving like upside numbers on what Travion Henderson is going to do. Whereas Hunter Henry, if he's healthy enough to line up for you 15, 16, 17 times over the season, I think we'll have 50 catches, 500 yards, and I'd like the touchdowns to be 6, 7, 8 rather than 4, 5, 6.
And that's, so last year it was 66 receptions and 674 yards. I feel like your offense is in a better spot if you can say those numbers are less, if that makes sense, because he's not as needed, not as much of a, I have to throw the ball to you.
Sure. I think that's fair. I mean, you're in a better spot just by the fact that Josh McDaniels is here and that you have Drake May going into his second season. Like, he's been there, done that, seen more there. Even if he doesn't take a year to jump, he has experience. Add that with Josh McDaniels, you are absolutely in a better spot. I do think you don't want to have to rely on Hunter Henry. If he's the
go-to
guy,
I'm arguing,
that means nobody else stepped up. Steph Diggs isn't healthy. Steph Diggs isn't making plays. Kyle Williams is not some marquee, oh my God, third-round rookie that we've seen other teams get in the receiver draft, and now you finally got one. Travion Henderson's not making crazy plays. My guy, Pop Douglas, isn't having a Josh McDaniels.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Daniel, slot receiver kind of year. I think you're right. You would like, I think this team at its best is probably a bunch of guys between 40 and 70 catches.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What, 400 to 700, 750 yards or something like that. But then you have Henry, who you can rely on in the red zone. You have Diggs, who you can rely upon in the red zone. Maybe if Efton Chisholm makes it, he's your goal line, quick pass kind of option. But yeah, I would be happier to see Hunter Henry be less of an option, because I think if he's once again at the top of your receiving stats at year's end, it just means your offense had such a low ceiling for what it could become. They'll be able to dink and dunk and move their way around, but it doesn't suggest to me, oh, you were explosive. Oh, Drake took a step. He was able to win you games this year. That kind of stat line doesn't suggest that to
me. Okay, so Stephon Diggs bounce back year, comeback year, whatever you want to call it. He's coming off an ACL. Otherwise, he'd be coming off a great season. And as one of the texters pointed out, he might still be in Houston if he was healthy. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how much was injury-related or if they didn't love the Stephon Diggs experience. We had that comment from Josh McDaniels when he said, my brother worked there and he knows what it's like to be around him every day.
Or, didn't love that.
It was a vagary to that.
Yeah.
But definitely a bounce back, comeback, whatever you want to call it, surprise cut candidate for Tom Curran, Kyle Duggar, because he signed a four-year, $58 million contract last year, struggled mightily all year long, did have an ankle injury, high ankle sprain, sidelined him for a little bit, and then may or may not been the reason why he wasn't good. Obviously, high ankle sprains are scary word for athletes and take a long time to come back from. I also think just in general, the safety position, how they're going to play it under a new regime with Mike Vrabel and the defensive coaches, what they're looking for. Because you had Bill Belichick that was pretty comfortable with big linebacker-like safeties. And I don't know if that philosophy will stay because they have not replaced a guy like Devin McCourty. Since Devin McCourty left, they haven't. Now, maybe Epps is a little bit more in that direction, the addition this year. Maybe some of the corners or those guys with versatility play some more free safety. Because if you utilize a free safety, then you have some redundancy with Duggar and Peppers. And that could also be, well, we don't need two big box, hard-hitting linebacker-like safeties. So I do think Kyle Duggar is in a make-or-break season with his Patriots career.
I mean, it's almost impossible for him to get worse, and I read the number out a couple days ago as well when we were talking about those surprise cuts, but ranked 158th out of 171 qualifiers at the position last year.
Yikes!
That's not a starter. That's not your second string. That's a guy who you are cutting from your roster if that's the performance. But
absolutely.
I think you did so much this offseason to bulk up your secondary where there are going to be less opportunities for teams to kind of bully Duggar and your defensive secondary. And I think the healthier and the more just generally available that Peppers is, because he was missing his running mate for, what, half the season, if not more, while he was going through, you know, whatever he had to go through. I think the more that you can, the more depth that you've added, the more that you're able to insulate around him, the better I feel about him. Maybe not being a league leader at his position, but definitely being serviceable and a guy who you can trust in a secondary that has had a lot of change and a lot of growth this offseason. A
lot of lists out there. So Duggar, bounce back player, sure, but we care more about the quarterback of the offense, not the quarterback of the defense,
sure,
which is the safety is called. Pete Schrager, pretty high on Drake May. Pete Schrager is talking up Drake May these days.
Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, these guys have been in the lab and working the last 12 months. They're both going to be shot out of a cannon. I think the delta, the matter of change between last year and this year is going to be enormous just on coaching staff alone.
I agree.
They'll figure themselves out. And the four interceptions, whatever, we can dismiss all that. Yeah. Drake May is going to be the greatest recipient of two men who have devoted their entire football lives to coaching football, had that ripped away from them, and are now being put together to work with this young quarterback. Yeah. I can't imagine a better situation for Drake May.
So when you totally dismiss mistakes, it makes it easier to pump up a guy and say he's going to have a massive leap moving forward. Probably not a surprise after you hear that Pete Schrager put together his five players who will make the biggest leap in 2025.
Yeah.
Number five, Jalin Hyatt, the Giants wide receiver, who I don't know if you people have seen social media, got yoked in the offseason.
Yeah.
Apparently hit the gym a little bit. Devontae Walker with the Ravens wide receiver, Calvin Austin, Steelers wide receiver, Michael Penix Jr.
Teddy's boy.
Second-year quarterback down in Atlanta, the starter.
Yep.
And number one on the list, another second-year quarterback who'll be starting for his team in his second season, Drake May. Are we putting too many expectations on Drake May? Feels like there's a lot of pressure. Like, he's going to be the biggest leap in the entire NFL this year.
Yeah.
Like that, not just quarterbacks.
It wasn't qualified or second-year players.
No. It's
just
biggest leap.
Players.
Anybody who's going to basically have a breakout season or become a superstar.
Yeah.
And we know at the quarterback position, there's a lot that goes into that. And we've talked about it. Will Campbell, right? He's your left tackle.
Yes.
Short arms. Is he a tackle? Don't know. Rest of the interior offensive line? Really don't know. Garrett Bradbury, is he going to play? Are the receivers better?
Yeah. Name a wide receiver who you know what they're going to be this season.
So as much as you may like Drake May, Pete Schrager, did you take into account the surrounding cast? Because I also have a lot of faith in Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel. They don't play. They don't block. They don't catch. They can't really help Drake May. Josh can help him until whatever it is, 15 seconds left on the play clock.
Right.
Then Drake May's out there on an island with 10 other guys. Are those 10 other guys capable of him becoming the biggest leaper in the NFL in 2025?
I would certainly lean no.
I mean, too, and I like Drake May. I don't want to lean no.
Yeah.
I want to lean yes. I want to be like Schrager.
Right.
But I have some eyeballs, and I have some objectivity.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also a difference between he's not going to regress. He should be able to take a step. I think the moves that they made are enough where he should at least get better, unless he is incapable of handling being a quarterback for a full season in the NFL, which I don't think he is.
He will not regress.
No.
There's no way he's worse this year than he was last year. No way. I will say that is a 1,000% impossible fact that he will be better this year.
But people are going to turn around and say, oh, man, Drake May leaps and bounds better, doubling, tripling his expectations.
In the NFL. That's better. Biggest leap in the NFL.
I mean, I wish I felt like Drake or felt about Drake May like Peter Schrager does. I don't know if they like grew up on the same street or something.
It does feel a little weird, doesn't it? A little personal.
Like
knows his agent.
The clip that Stiz played, which was from a right at the beginning when they first hired Vrabel and McDaniels, where he just ignores the interceptions. Don't worry about that. That's the biggest hole in his game.
Yeah.
And that's a glaring hole in his game. And I understand that some of them were drops and some of them were wide receivers, bad supporting cast, not enough time, blah, 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 blah. Some of them were just him trying to play hero ball and being a gunslinger and throwing into double and triple coverage. That's stuff that you need to teach out of a guy before I'm willing to say that he's gonna take any kind of significant jump.
Before we go to trending, we got some breaking news from Adam Schefter via Joe Braverman. No, we don't need the sounder because it's not Patriots related, but it is NFL related. ESPN sources, according to Schefter, Steelers star TJ Watt has become the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history for the second time in his illustrious career, reaching the agreement today on a 3-year $123 million extension that includes $108 million fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed.
Like, when JJ Watt and TJ Watt go out to dinner, who pays? Like, they're both loaded. They both got these massive $100 million contracts. I think it's gonna be TJ now, though, because he signed another big one while JJ is just like broadcaster making pretty good money.
Yeah.
And he only signed, I think, one really big one with Houston.
But either way, they never get to play the credit card roulette game that we played at Hobson's and have any fun with it.
That's true. Awesome.
Whoever gets picked, they're like, oh, cool. Another drop in the bucket.
Right. For them, it's either great I pay or great I don't pay. Don't really care. Won't even notice it. It's a line item on like my $1 million credit card bill that month.
Where's the fun in that?
But
you got to sweat it out a little bit.
TJ Watt getting paid. You know who likes to see that? Micah Parsons, as he waits to do his deal with the Dallas Cowboys, who will probably one-up TJ Watt and become the highest paid defensive player in the history of the NFL. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Rob Gronkowski talks. We listen here on WEEI Afternoons. He has some expectations for Mike Vrabel and the Patriots that he shared with Good Morning Football. He'll share it this afternoon with you. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow afternoon on the road against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of Game 1 is at 2:20 p.m. Lucas Giolito is set to start for the Sox. Boston begins the second half with road series against the Cubs and Phillies before returning home to host the Dodgers next weekend. In NBA Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. The Revolution fell to the New York Red Bulls yesterday night, 5-3. They return home to Gillette to host Orlando City SC on Saturday night at 7:30. In Patriots news, cornerback Christian Gonzalez was ranked the 6th best corner in ESPN's top 10 positional rankings for the 2025 season. And from around the league, the Washington Commanders are signing veteran defensive end Von Miller to a 1-year contract. And finally, the 153rd Open Championship is currently underway at Royal Portrush Golf Club. Quick look at the leaderboard, and you once again have 5 players that are tied atop the leaderboard at 4 under par, headlined by Matt Fitzpatrick and Harris English. Lobster Lovers Weekend is back. Visit the 99 restaurants this Friday through Sunday and order their famous colossal or hot buttered lobster roll, and you'll get a free 3-course meal upgrade this weekend only. You've got to love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.